Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back. Monica Matthews here. Life, love, and liberty. Wow, how many of your lives have been completely upended in the past, 3 months, right? How many of you are lacking in the area of love? And for sure, how many of you feel as if every single one of your liberties is being hijacked right before your eyes? Many people on the right and left thought it was a good idea to surrender their liberties that were basically put on hold for a season for this shamdemic called COVID-19. We watched that unfold across the country. See something, say something. Remember, like, how many of you were like, oh, I can't believe she's not wearing a mask. Oh my God, that person just coughed or sneezed. And, you know, I've been walking around without a mask for the past 3 weeks, and you would think that I was a trash rag hooker coming off the street, like just complete leper. Leper. People in Atlanta are so snotty that way in some areas. And it's hilarious. I'm literally watching throngs of terrorists march through the streets, blow buildings down, shoot people dead over televisions. I mean, crazy, beating the hell out of people with 2x4s. And, you know, that's like Antifa meets pissed off black people meets just dumb geeky white kids meets, you know, the flower children of, we don't know what the hell we're here for, but hey, you know, we feel bad about our existence, so what the hell, we'll join you. Meantime, not even in the burbs, and just like literally right outside of the city limit of Atlanta by a quarter of a mile, I pull into the grocery store. I'm sitting in the parking lot and I'm on the phone and I'm laughing. And my friend's like, what's so funny? I said, dude, you would not even believe this. I'm literally watching throngs of white people, you know, in their workout gear and their ponytails. And they're kind of, yeah, I would say the average age is, I don't know, 30. And everyone's masked. I'm just laughing because I'm like, wow, really? Do we even still have a thing called COVID-19 going on? I mean, are you guys watching the news, or is that just kind of your, you know, defiance to the what's going on in the streets? Or are you actually standing in solidarity to something? No one really knows what the hell's going on, right? So my own small group comprised of beautiful Christian women they're like, like, what do we even make of the world? I've shut off television, Monica. I've shut off Facebook. I've shut off social media lest I literally lose every friend I have and respect for people that I thought I knew. So this podcast is going to let you off the hook for preserving your own health and your own sanity. If you need to unplug from social media, I want to encourage you to do that. You owe no one an explanation, and I promise you, you will not miss out on a thing that is going to bring you life. And if you need your Christian memes and your, you know, that faithful person who posts that one Bible verse that just gets you over the edge every day, might I encourage you to download the Bible app and do it yourself. It will send reminders and daily messages of encouragement and hope and truth in this era of abject lies to your phone every day. You can go to sleep with it too. There's a lovely God voice that will talk to you every night as you drift off to sleep and remind you of just how sinister your enemy, the devil, can be and is using the entire world system to pit us against ourselves and one another. So you have permission to just unplug. I will tell you that your education system, public and private, is gearing up for the turn of the century with regard to your children. They are sending out literature, talking points. They have how not to be a racist classes lining up in your government and private schools, because like COVID-19, we want to tell our patrons that we're on board and your safety's first, right? Because we have no idea how to think for ourselves. So we have no idea how to decide for ourselves, so we will and we will not patronize, right? So you need to be deciding right now what your response is going to be, and you need a response. It is not enough for your children to sit in the dark. If you are a conservative and you are not having a conversation based in sanity, that individuality is one of the primary tenets of our belief system as conservatives, as compassionate conservatives, compassionate capitalists, right? Compassionate law-abiding citizens do not cave or otherwise buckle to group think when it comes to the erasure of the individual. We just don't. Patriots, it is now or never. The assault against your families and your children's, if you thought that gender dysmorphia was going to be the last bastion of what the hell, you are sadly mistaken, my dear, because this party is just getting started. You can mark that down. And I'm telling you, you have 3 years at best to earn as much money as you can, invest in as many vehicles as you can that don't, as for me and mine, I'm thinking long-term, but with very risky assets, which will, most of you are like, oh God, not that. But yes, that, because our economic climate is something that, can you imagine a Democrat controlled House, Senate, and White House? I'm here to tell you, your $14 trillion reparations bill will pass with flying. They will literally, remember how they lit up the White House in rainbow colors to stand in coalition with what I refer to as, stand in solidarity to, with what I affectionately, robustly refer to as the LGBTQ mafia, because that's what the corporate machine of the LGBTQ is. That's what they do. They marginalize their own. They devour their own unless they get in line. Which is the exact mindset, mind you, of Black Lives Matter. If I hear one more person of faith tell me that Black Lives Matter started out with well intentions and that they still, you know, they're being misrepresented, I'm not buying it now and I wasn't buying it then. And you shouldn't either, because the proof is in the pudding, baby. And if you needed to inspect some fruit to find out what kind of rot is falling from the tree of Black Lives Matter, for all of you ridiculous, pussified white folks who, I mean, I'm literally blow my mind that you would stand in solidarity with a group that would terrorize people. Socially, they swarm people who don't agree with them. They are mental and social terrorists. That's what they do. There's no identity outside of Black Lives Matter. Please do your research. You now have who was once, to most of you, a superhero, apologizing for what he said about being a patriot. Drew Brees had this to say: "I would like to apologize to my friends, teammates, the city of New Orleans, the black community, NFL community, and anyone I hurt with my comments yesterday. In speaking with some of you, it breaks my heart to know the pain I have caused. In an attempt to talk about respect, unity, and solidarity centered around the American flag and the national anthem, I made comments that were insensitive and completely missed the mark on the issues we are facing right now as a country. They lacked awareness and any type of compassion or empathy. Instead, those words have become divisive and hurtful and have misled people, sheeple, into believing that somehow I am an enemy. This could not be further from the truth, and it is not an accurate reflection of my heart or my character. This is where I stand. Ready? I stand with the black community in the fight against systemic, that's you, white person listening, systemic racial injustice and police brutality, and support the creation of real policy change that will make a difference." And what that means is reform, which, in the words of Tucker Carlson last evening, always means we're doing what? Going backward. That's right. "I condemn the years of oppression that have taken place throughout our black communities and still exists today." He must be talking to other black people. "I acknowledge that we as Americans, including myself, have not done enough to fight for that equality." Hold on. Let me back that up. "I acknowledge that we as Americans..." That's including you listening, including myself, "have not done enough to fight for that equality or to truly understand the struggles and the plight of the black community. I recognize that I am part of the solution and can be a leader for the black community in this movement. I will never know what it's like to be a black man or raise black children in America, but I will work every day to put myself in those shoes and fight for what is right. I've always been an ally, never an enemy. I am sick about the way my comments were perceived yesterday. I am hanging myself on the cross for your perception, for your skewed perception. Somebody beat me again. Get out the whip. Get out the cat nine. Get it out. Get out the little ball with whatever USNM people are into. Get that out and beat my ass because of your perception of what I said." Hold on, he goes on. "I take full responsibility and accountability. I recognize that I should do less talking and more listening. And when the black community is talking about their pain, we all need to listen. For that, I'm very sorry, and I ask your forgiveness." Can I tell you something? I was in his shoes about a month ago. I, however, made a mistake that many people in media make, and I owned my mistake. It was draft day, the NFL draft day, and a colleague of mine, who I trust implicitly for source information, posted something to another social media account with a picture of a particular football player who prefers to wear a Star of David as a necklace, as a piece of jewelry, even though he's not a Jew. He has apologized to the Jews for any insensitivity, any, you know, hey, because you got to know, his agent was like, "What the hell are you smoking? We're trying to get you drafted, right? So you better get up in front of the mics and work it out." So he did. I'm not saying it wasn't sincere, but I'm saying he did what the rest of us who have jobs with employers and advertisers are told to do on the daily. I, however, don't have that problem anymore. One of the beautiful benefits of being a free agent is that I get to share with you the unadulterated conservative truth, which is why my new company is called Clear Talk Media. That's right, Clear Talk America, because somebody needs to be talking and clearly. Doesn't mean I'm always right. Doesn't mean you'll always agree with me. I'm totally fine with that. but it means I'm going to speak clearly because it's part of my three C's and my commitment to my own life. You can ask anyone who knows me. Communicate for the sake of clarity, for the ultimate sake of connection. But if you're going to communicate, you better communicate and step to me with truth and with honesty. And there's no wavering of the truth. Your perception does matter, but I will not bow or otherwise cower to your ill-perceived perceptions, particularly when it pertains to my anthem, my flag, the blood spilled for this nation, and for my right to think and feel whatever the hell I feel like thinking and feeling, whether you agree with it or not, and being able to express said feelings. I made the mistake of reposting a picture of this kid who was in my sources post. It was inferred that there may be some gang affiliation because of the Star of David, because gangster disciples who are part of their emblem and, you know, jewelry collection is the Star of David. So if you see a gangster disciple arrested, you may see body art with the Star of David, even though clearly they are not Jewish. So the correlation was made. The dots were being connected. I even went so far before I made the mistake of reposting this to ask what I was missing, because just because he was black to me didn't mean that he couldn't be Jewish. Hell, I don't know. Maybe he converted. No idea. And because I don't walk around with racist goggles on because I'm white, I just didn't make the connection. So I know this person. This person is extremely trusted in this particular community of anti-gang, fighting gang crime throughout the United States, particularly here in Georgia. So I trusted my source. I reposted it. Holy crap, ton of Roll Tide people. All it took was one white lady to start the white person social media lynching. Since we're all in favor of using the word lynching out of complete context, I'll just use it for mine, for my purposes. So this woman goes to my Twitter account. She makes me famous, even more famous than I am, in a matter of, 5 minutes, because, you know, I'm white. And I said something about a black person, and this particular black person happens to be an idol to anyone, like most football players are, no offense, to Roll Tide World. I get it. I'm part of the SEC. I understand. I live in Georgia. I get it. Next thing I know, I have made national headlines. My boss is informed. I have two outlets coming after me. I'm not kidding you. When I tell you that there are people who legitimately make a living waiting to bust you wide open for having a misplaced idea or thought. And you know who's done this? The left, because they lie consistently about everything. And most of you, myself included, do not trust media. And I don't blame you. And you're actually wise to be that way. Congratulations. I choose my sources wisely. And there are many of them, not just one. Okay. So what do? I'm like, holy shit. This has turned into a national spectacle. And I was wrong. Now, had I been right and said this stuff is never ending, which is what I said about this kid as he's chosen as a 12th round draft pick. But at any rate, talented kid, apparently, you know, everybody loves him. Star student, blah, 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 blah. So I'm like, well, boy, that should be fun for him to be accused of being a criminal gang member on the day that, you know, he's chosen to start his NFL career. So I'm like, well, great. I got to tell you, I paced my house. I called my boss. I was like, God almighty, I can't believe I stepped in that. Totally not my intention to wreck this kid's day at all. And really, I just feel like offering up a heartfelt apology because I really screwed the pooch on this one. Can I tell you something? I call that taking personal accountability for missing the mark as a professional person in media, because that's what I am. It's also me being a decent person, not just white person, but a decent person, right? That's what that is. So it's a responsible person taking accountability for, you know, sharing misinformation, not to be confused with disinformation, which would have been to deliberately mislead you and uncharacterize someone in a false light, which was not my intention. And that was very clear from my trail of communication. The wrath of Khan, Black Lives Matter, every Black athlete, every Black pundit who has ever hated me for speaking extremely honestly about race relations in this country, decided to swarm. And I thought, all right, well, I'm going to head this off of the past. So I created a video, a very honest and heartfelt video that was like, man, I'm really sorry and I hope you can enjoy your day. Please forgive me, was not my intention. Because that's what you do. You go right to the person. I didn't go to Black America. I didn't go to Black Lives Matter. I didn't beg for forgiveness and get on the cross and say, oh, I'm such a bad white person. I'm really sorry. No, I went straight to Mr. Judy and addressed him and his family and his new teammates and his former teammates and his university, because that was the right thing to do. That was the civically and moral right thing to do. That's what you do. Why do I say that? Because what I just read to you, in my humble opinion, is not the morally correct thing for you to do, to kneel down and beg for forgiveness for heralding our national anthem, our flag, and anything that pertains to this nation in the way of our customs and celebrating who we are as a constitutionally rooted nation of liberty and justice for all. And believe you me, I've dealt with teenagers in my state who are white and raped by ministers, who are still waiting for justice, who never got justice because of white fat cats in politics in my state. Injustice is not color-centric. It is something all of us have to contend with on some level. I want to encourage you to find Candace Owens on Twitter or Facebook or YouTube or Black Lives Matter. God help us. Oh, sorry, Candace. Blexit's website. I believe she's running for Congress too. I don't know. I'm not sure if she's qualified or announced or what she's doing, but she had made mention of it. I want you to go and watch her video regarding the story of the late George, the man who has now inspired burnings, lootings, and Soros to stroke checks ad nauseum to watch our entire country burn. I hope you're taking notes. I hope you're not just upset and aghast. I hope you're taking notes about the people who have been unveiled. Very important, because that will hopefully inspire you to inspire others to vote accordingly. Because trust me, when I tell you the left is planning to vote. So I want to encourage you to go find the video that Candace just produced regarding our late George, who is going to be laid to rest. I wouldn't be surprised if the Democrats pulled him into the rotunda at the United States Capitol, because that's the hero he has become. He has become the staple for all things Black injustice in this country. And I got to tell you, there are a lot of Blacks who are really pissed off about that. So before you surrender your whiteness and submit to the dark powers that be from on high, according to Ephesians 6 and 12, I want to encourage you to get your mind right. Get your head out of your butt. There is nothing to be apologetic for or empathetic for. That's another word you got to watch. big difference between empathy and sympathy. To be empathetic means you're going to put it on. You're going to be a sin eater. You're going to be John Coffey in The Green Mile, right? We all thought that was really cool, man. And wouldn't that be cool to be able to eat the sins of others and spit them out? And wow, what a noble thing to do, to feel everyone's pain, to take it into your body, into your psyche, into your blood, into your bones, and feel it. Feel the pain of those around you who refuse to take the opportunities before them to champion the cause of the United States of America, to rise from the ashes, thanks to the forefathers who have gone before them, to honor the blood of hundreds of thousands of people who have died for us to get to where we are today, albeit imperfect. It will always be imperfect because we are imperfect. I'm tired. And I know you are too. And I'm sorry that our nation is burning. I'm also grateful to see just where the darkness resides. Don't you dare give up an ounce of your ground for guilt, devils of doctrines coming out of the church and out of the media. Don't you dare start suspecting your black neighbors of being that person. Don't you dare embark upon an apology tour in your synagogues, your churches, in your own home, in your neighborhood, at the grocery store, at your civic groups, in your politics. Don't you dare. Your children deserve better. And unless you plan on giving over your paycheck or standing in a soup line with others for the sake of empathy, because we rejected sympathy and atonement for these times. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. You can follow me on Twitter at Monica On Air Talk, Parler at The Monica Matthews, YouTube, iTunes, Stitcher, about 50 other download mediums, monicamatthews.com. You can also sound off on my website at monicamatthews.com. I have an open mic. Love to hear from you. Good, bad, or indifferent. You won't bother me. If you have a prayer request, happy to do that as well. Sign up for my newsletters and please share my work. I am out here on my own attempting to get my compassionate conservatism to the masses. As a compassionate capitalist, I'm asking you to join me, have compassion on me, and join me in my efforts. And the number one way you can do that right now is by sharing my work on your social media platforms. I love you guys. Be good to your neighbor, beginning in your own mirror. Thank you for hanging in there with me this week as I am acoustic. My producer is on vacation, but there was no way I was sitting this week out. I had to be here on the front lines with you. All right. Remember, if you're an American, act like one.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.